Britain's Labour Party, in power for 11 years, is deeply unpopular these days, and the voters are about to have their say in a parliamentary election in Glasgow, Scotland. This is one of the poorest areas in the country. The last MP from Britain's governing Labour Party had to step down for health reasons. Vicky Barker reports a loss here could provide more headaches for Britain's beleaguered Prime Minister, Gordon Brown.
Shettleston Road in Glasgow East is a sprawling ribbon of aging, rust-colored row houses, of taverns, greasy takeout joints, and, incongruously, tanning parlors. The lower the governing Labour Party sinks in national opinion polls, the harder Margaret Curran, Labour's candidate here, campaigns on purely local issues.
We have an agenda for the East End of Glasgow. It's about childcare, it's about jobs, it's about standing up for the people of the East End of Glasgow.
Unfortunately for Curran, it's also about Gordon Brown, whose personal popularity is falling even faster than that of the party he leads. Columnists quoting unnamed Labour politicians say a significant setback here will leave Brown with no choice but to step down, either now or in time for the party's annual conference in September. Brown himself isn't commenting. Sociologists in Glasgow East cite an intractable catalog of deprivation, of guns, drugs, alcohol, teenaged pregnancy, high dropout rates, and Britain's highest disability rate. At 63, male life expectancy is worse than North Korea's. Gordon Brown's political future could be decided by some of the poorest, sickest, worst-educated people in all of Britain.
There's been problems for Labour from day one.
Robbie Dunwoody of the Glasgow Herald, he notes that many of Brown's problems are not of his making, soaring global food and fuel costs, for instance. Still, the fact is that Brown, a Scottish Prime Minister, hasn't campaigned here once. Dunwoody thinks local Labour operatives told him to stay away. The opposition Conservative Party's been campaigning too, despite holding only one of Scotland's 59 seats in Parliament. It's held by David Mundell.
This isn't traditional Conservative territory. Nobody would pretend that it was. But, I mean, we've made a good fist of it. We're just getting out on the doorsteps, out in the streets, delivering the Conservative message.
Hello, my name is John Mason. I'm the SNP candidate for Glasgow East.
But this is the biggest threat to Labour's historic supremacy here, the Scottish National Party, now running the devolved government in Edinburgh. It's waged a systematic campaign to win hearts, minds and pocketbooks in Glasgow East.
I promise to be on your side, and a vote for me will help to bring down the fuel prices.
At the Chippyland takeout on the Shettleston Road, 26-year-old Louise Reed waits for her sausage roll and fries. She's unemployed, collecting disability benefits, and she says she switched her vote to the SNP.
I voted Labour before many times and they've just never ever done anything for us, so...
Is that the Labour Party in general or Gordon Brown in particular or...?
The Labour Party was going to take away the bus pass. Now, I have one because I'm disabled. If they took that away, then I'm going to have problems getting about in that. So I just want to go with SNP and hope for the better.
Last time, Labour's lead here was 13,000 votes. 3 days before the election, SNP leaders said they had shaved that to about 4,000 votes. Momentum is their friend, they say, and Gordon Brown's enemy. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in Glasgow.